The special favor of Allah, Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Holy Allah, Holy Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu Wassalamu Ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma Ba'd A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Assalatu Wassalamu Alayka Ya Rasulullah Wa Ala Alika Wa Ashabika Ya Habiballah Assalatu Wassalamu Alayka Ya Nabi Allah Wa Ala Alika Wa Ashabika Ya Nurallah. Viewers of Madhi Channel, welcome to this series of programs, Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. And for those people that are watching the first time, in these series of programs, we try to learn from the lessons of the past, from our pious predecessors, from the companions of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, undoubtedly our greatest example. And we try to learn from the past, because what's happened is normally what happens is we hear these stories, we hear these events, and we think they don't have any relevance to our daily lives. But these stories, these events have been preserved for a reason. So we're going to look at the events of the past, we're going to look at yesterday, make a change today to have a better tomorrow. What greater gift can we have that on the day of judgment, when nobody's there for us, our close relatives are not there for us, our mother and father, our children, nobody is there for us. On that day, when everybody will be running around, everybody will be chasing each other, will be drowning in our sweats, then on that day, the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will intercede for those people who recite through the Park Pani. Please, viewers of Madhi Channel, for your own sake, please make a habit of reciting through the Park. Please make an intention right now. Don't waste. When you make a good intention, you should make them there and then. Don't wait for after the program. Don't wait for a good day of Friday. Go away for anything. Make the intention now that inshallah, azawajal, from now on, I will make a daily routine of reciting through the Park. How many you may say? Well, the pious predecessors have said that if a person who recites through the Park 313 times, then whenever there is a blessing of reciting through the Park, and the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he who recites it abundantly, he who recites it a lot, then if a person recites it 313 times, then inshallah azawajal, he'll be counted amongst those people who recite through the Park in abundance. Viewers of the channel, the founder of this organization, Dawat Islami, Amir al-Sunnat, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, may Allah Azza wa Jal keep his shadow upon us. He is the founder of Dawat Islami, and Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala has had a significant impact on his life. And I think it'd be fair to say that if it was not for the teachings, if it was not for the life, if it was not for the legacy of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, then maybe and most likely Dawat Islami would not have come into existence. And Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, he was profoundly affected by the teachings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. And today, inshallah, azawajal, we're going to learn a little bit about the connection between Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, and Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, rahmatullahi ta'ala, the great scholar of the past. And when we're talking about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, just for those people, I mean, I know that you've already watched a lot of programs on Madani Channel with regards to them, but for those people that may be tuning in for the first time, who is this person, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, that we keep on hearing? We hear his name mentioned in the Friday khutbahs, we hear his name mentioned here, there and everywhere, but who actually is? Just to give you a very, very brief introduction, Ala Hazrat Imam al-Sunnat, Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullah Ta'ala, was born in Jasuli, an area in Bareilly in India, on Saturday the 10th of Shawwal al-Mukarram in 1272. He was born at the time of Zuhr and he passed away on the 25th of Safar al-Muzaffar 1340. Yes, 102 years ago he passed away on the 25th of Safar. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala, he belonged to a Pathan family and he followed the Hanfi school of thought and the Qadri spiritual order. His father's name was Mulana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullah Ta'ala, and his grandfather's name was Mulana Raza Ali Khan Rahmatullah Ta'ala. He had very pious upbringing, very pious father and a very pious grandfather as well. And Ala Hazrat's birth name is Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His respectable mother used to call him Aman Mia, and his respectable father and other relatives used to call him Ahmad Mia. And his grandfather named him Ahmad Raza. And his historical name is Al-Mukhtar. And Ala Hazrat himself, he would refer to himself as Abdul Mustafa. And Abdul means servant, and Mustafa is the name that's associated with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he's referring to himself as the servant of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, I wish we could all become the servants of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawud Islam, is one of the true devotees and admirers of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. And he's become a great follower of Ala Hazrat due to his personality and scholarly achievements. And that's why Amir al-Sunnat is serving Islam in an extremely splendid manner as per the teachings of Ala Hazrat. And it can be determined by his highly effective writings, the Sunnah-inspired speeches and Madani Muzakras, in which are full of knowledge and wisdom, and they are adored with translation of Quran, i.e. Kanzul Iman. Whenever you watch Madani Channel, and whenever any Mubalik, be it me, whoever, whatever the language is, you're listening to Amir al-Sunnat, you're listening to an English Mubalik, you're listening to a Bengali Mubalik, wherever they are from all around the world, then whatever translation we use is the translation that was translated by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala. What a beautiful translation is. And you can see the connection just by the fact that whoever is attached to Dawat Islami, they will use this translation. So from this alone, you can see the connection between Dawat Islami, between Amir al-Sunnat and the great Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. You can see the connection, obviously, of Dawat Islami to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, that whenever we give a translation from Quran, it is from Kanzul Iman. Whenever we're giving an Islamic ruling, then we relate it to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat and his teachings in Fatawa Razviya. And we'll try our best that whatever references we have, we relate immediately back to him. And this can, from this you can understand the great reverence and the great status that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat has in the founder of Dawat Islami, Amir al-Sunnat Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep his shadow upon us. Amir al-Sunnat, he wrote a booklet, Sayyidi Khutbah Madina. Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, he's mentioned that I had been introduced to the personality of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala in my childhood. Since then, as I gained maturity, I developed a love of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala in my heart. Thereafter, I had a strong yearning to enter into his silsila, i.e. the chain of spiritual order. And by only one chain or means, I through Sayyidi Khutbah Madina, I became a murid, i.e. disciple of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala. He's further said that I had been very fond of the Naat. Of the Naat are basically the other kalams we use in the channel, in which we praise the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We've said this before, that if we try and create an environment in our house in which these kalams are recited or they are read there, then it'll develop this love inside us. And slowly, slowly, these have been translated, they have been created in the English language as well. But if you have a little bit of an understanding, like me, if you had a little bit of an understanding of the Urdu language and you listen to them, then automatically it brings this love about us in our hearts for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Without doubt, viewers of my channel, to have the love, the one is fortunate who has the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his heart, without doubt it is part of our iman. Amir al-Sunnat, he said that I was very fond of reciting Naats since my childhood, and I also developed a devotion to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala. And therefore I like to recite and I listen to Ala Hazrat's kalams, i.e. his Naats and his qasidas, etc. And he says, once I was young, I was only a small child, he said, I stood up to recite Naat keenly on the mic at Badami Masjid, Bombay Bazaar in Karachi in Pakistan. And he said, I just recited this couplet. Chamak tujhse paate hain sab paane wale, mera dil bhi chamka de chamkane wale. Allah Akbar. Amir al-Sunnat, he just recited just these two couplets, and it's a long naat in praise of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what happened was, when he recited this on the mic, all of a sudden he said, an old man scolded me and pushed me back from the mic, just perhaps because he said, maybe because I was young, and I became very sad. But my devotion to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and my love of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat came to my rescue. Views of the channel, I just want to pause here for a second before I continue with talking about the connection of Amir al-Sunnat and Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. In this particular case, a young child was scolded inside the masjid. A young child had built up the courage to go onto the mic and recite a naat. Probably he was given permission. Yeah, he was probably given permission. Obviously, without doubt, you're not just going to go and grab the mic. He was given permission for that mic. But when he went up there, because maybe the child's voice was not comparable to all the other children, all the elders, he was scolded and he was moved away from the mic and he was pushed away. Now, in this particular instance, Amir al-Sunnah himself is saying that I was very saddened by this event. I was saddened because obviously as a child, you've built up the courage, you've finally gone on the mic, and basically you've been pushed away. He said, I was very saddened, but it was the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the admiration that I had for Sayyidi Ala Hazrat that came to my rescue and I remained intact. But at the same time, viewers of the channel, reflect on our masjids. That when children come to our masjid, then they are children. At the end of the day, you know, in this particular case, Amir al-Sunnah, you could appear from this, he must be in his an age of understanding to be able to recite a kalam. He will not be a small 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old. He must be relatively maybe 10, 12 or in that age. I'm not too sure of the age. But obviously he was of an age of an understanding. But irrespective of whether he was an age of an understanding or a small 4, 5-year-old, as long as it is not against Sharia to bring that child to the masjid, i.e. that child is still in nappies, etc., and he is brought to that masjid, then that child should be welcomed in the masjid. That child should now be welcomed into the Muslim community, because the masjid is the hub of the Muslim community. The masjid is the house of the Muslim community. The Muslim should be the center of the Muslim community. And if when someone comes to the center of the Muslim community, the house of the Muslim community, and he is not welcomed, then that can have a profound impact on that child for the rest of his life. That child is coming to the masjid so that we can give them tarbiyah, that we can give them the right upbringing. We need to teach them things. People are not born with this teaching. People are not born with this knowledge. We have to pass on this knowledge. We're going to take a small break now, inshallah. We're just going to take a small package. And then inshallah, when we come back, we're going to continue talking about the connection and the admiration of Amir al-Sunnah to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah. Let's go to the break. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel Today inshallah we learn a practical way practical method of cutting nails according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam There are certain ways which are proven from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in this regard but we will learn one of the ways Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, when you are going to cut your nails, easy way to remember this beautiful sunnah is that you raise your hands the way you do when you make dua, like this. Then fold the thumb of your right hand like this, and then you know that you have to cut from this finger and all the way down to the left hand's thumb. You will cut nails of all these fingers. Finally, the nail of this thumb was left. So you will cut this at the end. So inshallah, this way you will be able to cut your nails and you will get reward of acting upon Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, I will show you. My nails are already cut, but I will just pretend to explain you inshallah so that you can remember. You will cut nail of this finger first, then this one, and this, and then you have to come to your left hand, the small finger, and after cutting this, finally we were left with this thumb. So nail of this thumb should clip, right? And once you've done this, so you should bury them. This is also a recommended that you can also throw them, but if you can bury them, that's better. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us ability and tawfiq to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, viewers of the channel, if you continue to watch Madani Channel, then you will learn the sunnahs and the adabs that we all need to try and learn and adopt in our life. And you know, a lot of things we do in our life, normally we do. You know, it's not as if we're doing any extra effort. We cut our nails, we drink water, we sleep, we walk, we talk, we put our clothes on, we put our shoes on, we take our shoes off, we go to the toilet, we wash our hands, we cleanse ourselves, we purify ourselves. All of these things we do anyway. So if we do them, according to the Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then inshaAllah azza wa jal will be rewarded for them. So it's no extra effort, just that intention and just doing it in a certain manner according to the Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So please make an effort, viewers of my channel, to learn the Sunnahs, learn the adabs, travel in the way of Allah azza wa jal. For those viewers that are watching and do not understand what a Madri Kafla is, a Madri Kafla, viewers of my channel, is where the brothers will get together. They will travel in the way of Allah azza wa jal from masjid to masjid, town to town, city to city, and country to country, in fact, and stay there for a minimum of 3 days, sometimes 3, 7, 12, 30 days, and up to traveling in the way of Allah azza wa jal for 12 months, mashallah. And whilst they are traveling, obviously they are learning and acquiring the knowledge of the deen, and not only learning, but also passing this on. So we need to sacrifice some time as well. And just think to yourself, if you learned something, I was told that that package that we just had from Rizwan by mashallah was only just over 2 minutes, yes? If we learn something in 2 minutes, think to yourself what you would learn in 3, 7, 12, or 30 days, inshaAllah. Please make an intention to travel in the way of Allah and learn the sunnahs of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of my channel, coming back to the topic of the day, we were talking about the connection, the love of Amir al-Sunnah and Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. It was because of this devotion and it was because of this love. You know, if you go onto our website now, www.dawatislami.net, and if you were to go to the books page, you'll see hundreds of books there. I'm not even too sure how many of these books there are. Hundreds of books that have been written by Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawat Islami. Many of them have been translated into many, many different languages. And from my last count, I remember that I think there was 30 plus, maybe 32 different languages that these booklets had been translated into them. The very first one, Allahu Akbar. The very first one, the very first book that Amir al-Sunnah decided to write was a short biography on the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah. And he wrote this on the occasion of 25th of Safar, i.e. Yom Raza, in Al-Hijri 1393. That was the first book he wrote. And you can understand that if you are a writer and you want to write about something, then you write about something that's close to your heart. Yeah? And you can see from this that Amir al-Sunnah, out of all the hundreds of books that he has written, the very first that he wrote was a biography on the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. And you can see from this that he has so much love and devotion to Ala Hazrat. And he feels that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah is the best source to attain the closeness of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amir al-Sunnah, he feels that that person that can attach himself to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat will inshaAllah azza wa jal attach him to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he has not only been following, Amir al-Sunnah has not only been following steadily and firmly Ala Hazrat since his childhood, but he's also been busy in making efforts to spread the blessings of Raza all over the world in different ways. And by virtue of these efforts of Amir al-Sunnah, such a Madri revolution has taken place in the society today that we can see the blessings of translation of the Holy Quran, Kanzul Iman, Fatawa Raziya everywhere, Alhamdulillah. And these teachings, and because, think about it, because of that connection that Amir al-Sunnah has with Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, we are seeing the impact of Dawat Islami all around the world. In many, many countries around the world, the impact of Dawat Islami is there. And just for very, very briefly, for our viewers here, viewers on the channel, here in the UK, we have approximately 60 buildings here in the UK, providing different services, masjids, as you know, the madrasas, the evening classes, Jamatul Madinas, in which we are creating the scholars, Darul Madinas, in which we have the normal run-of-the-mill schooling system that we are providing as well. Within them, we have the new Muslim centers, we have the Madni Channel Studios, we have all of these facilities that are being provided across the UK. More than 4,000 children are studying in our Madrasatul Madinah completely free of charge. More than, I think, close to 1,000 students now are studying in our Jamatul Madinah, again, free of charge as well. We're working in the jails, the colleges, the universities, in every area, in every aspect of Muslims' life, we are working there. And just recently, another department has been established here in the UK. It's been established in Pakistan for a long time, but now it's been established here in the UK. We're in the process of establishing it, where we are working with those special needs people, those that are hard of hearing, or maybe hard of seeing, or have any other difficulty whatsoever. They are called our special needs people, and inshallah, azza wa jalla, we want to work with them people as well. So your Dawat Islami is working with all of these. Please help and support Dawat Islami. But this Dawat Islami that I'm mentioning to you, this, all of these activities that I'm mentioning to you about Dawat Islami, where is the source of them? The source of them is one person, Amir al-Sunnah. the founder of Dawood Islami, Maulana Ilyas Attar Qadri Rizvi, may Allah Azza wa Jalla keep his shadow upon us. And obviously his teachings, his source of encouragement, his source of enlightenment is Shah Ahmad Raza Khan. And it's, we can see that the teachings are coming through in every aspect of the events that take place. And we can see that strong connection with whatever events are taking place throughout the world, that connection is there. And it's stated that if you want to, you know, I mentioned early on that if you want to attain the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then I would advise you all to attach yourself to the environment of Dawood Islami, which ultimately will attach you to the teachings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, which inshaAllah Azza wa Jal will attach you to the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just to give you one example of the love that Ala Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala had for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it stated that once Ala Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala went to Medina Sharif for the second time. And whilst he was there, he was reciting Salatul Salam in front of the luminous Roza Rasul, wishing to see the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his own eyes. It is stated that he had seen the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dreams many times. A true lover's thirst can never be quenched. You know, like, for example, if you go somewhere, a famous city in the world, name any famous city. Once you've been there, you've seen it, done it, you got the t-shirt, I don't need to go again. I've been there now, I don't need to go again. But Medina is such a city that the lovers, once they've been there, they want to go again and again and again. And that thirst is never quenched, it's never finished. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat again was one of those people that wanted to continuously go there. And on the second time that he went there, he had this wish. He had this wish to be able to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his own eyes. And he was reciting poetry. He was reciting poetry in front of the resting place of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'll give you an explanation of the poetry. He said, "The all spring rejoice as the greatest of all springs is about to come to you." That in the second line of the above couplet, Allah Hazrat, he said, out of extreme humility, the word sag I doff for himself. Being very humble, in the closing couplet, Allah Hazrat said to himself, "O Ahmad Raza, what are you and your reality? There are thousands of Saga Medina like you wandering with great devotion in the streets of Medina." That he's saying that he wished to see that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but then he reflected on himself and he said, "Who are you? You are nothing." He humbled himself, he lowered himself, and he continued reciting these verses. And he sat there waiting for the beholding of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And eventually viewers and mentioned, fortune smiled on him. And he was blessed. Yes, he was blessed with the luminous sight of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his naked eyes in wakefulness. And that just gives you an example of the true love that they have. You know, love. You know, to love something and to want something. If you talk to everybody, that what would they, you know, the if people that claims to be a lover of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you ask them, and they say, "Oh, you know what? I wish I could see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dreams." And every true lover's wish is this. But there's a story that maybe, and I'm pretty sure I've mentioned it here on Madri channel before, but I'll mention it here again. That there was a person, he came to an elder, a pious person. And he said to him that, "I wish to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dreams. Give me, tell me how. Tell me how to do it." Allahu Akbar. So the pious person said to him, "Are you sure that you want to see him?" He said, "Yes, of course I do. Who doesn't want to see him? I want to see him." He said, "Are you sure?" He said, "Yes, I'm sure." He said, "Okay. Go home. And on the way home, buy 1.5 kilos of salty fish. Cook the fish. Eat as much of this fish as you can. Fill your stomach with it. Do not drink any water. Do not drink any water and then go to sleep." So he thought, "That's okay. That's all I got to do. That's easy." So he went home, and on the way home, he bought this salty fish, got it cooked, ate it, didn't drink any water, went to sleep. The next morning, he comes back to the pious person and he said to the pious person, You said to me that I would see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dreams." He said, "No, I didn't say that. I told you what you needed to do, but I did not say to you that you would see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your dreams. But tell me, what did you see in your dreams?" And he said, "Oh, I saw rivers, I saw water streams, I saw lakes, I saw drinks, I saw cold drinks, fruit drinks, juices. I found all of these liquids I saw in front of me." Allahu Akbar. So the pious person said to him, "You had that salty fish. You did not drink any water. You went to sleep thirsty for liquid refreshment. And that's why you saw all of these liquids in your dreams. Until you go to sleep thirsty, for the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will not see him in your dreams. Allah Akbar. Viewers of the channel, I pray that we all develop that love, that true love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. Viewers of the channel, we're just going to take a small break, inshallah, as we're going to listen to a kalam, and I'm hopeful that it'll be one of those kalams that I'll continue to develop the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. Let's go to the kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Mere raza, raza, mere raza, mere raza, mere raza,
rehnumai kamila,
mera raza, mera raza,
peshwae aashiqan,
mera raza, mera raza,
hai hamara muqtada,
mera raza, mera raza,
ilm fan ka badshah,
mera
سہنے رضا اچھے رضا سچے رضا
رضا رضا رضا اے میرے رضا 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 اے میرے رضا
رضا احمد رضا احمد رضا احمد رضا جلوائے نور ہے کہ سراپا رضا کا ہے تصویر سنیت ہے کہ چہرہ رضا کا ہے وادی رضا کی کوہ ہمالہ رضا کا ہے وادی رضا کی کوہ ہمالہ رضا کا ہے جس سمت دیکھیے وہ علاقہ رضا کا ہے
رضا 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 اے میرے رضا 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 اے میرے رضا
کس کی مجال ہے جو نظر بھی ملا سکے دربار مصطفیٰ میں ٹھکانہ رضا کا ہے الفاظ بہہ رہے ہیں دلیلوں کی دھار پر الفاظ بہہ رہے ہیں دلیلوں کی دھار پر چلتا ہوا قلم ہے کہ دھارا رضا کا ہے احمد رضا احمد رضا احمد رضا احمد رضا رہنمائے کاملا
میرا رضا میرا رضا
پیشوائے عاشقاں
میرا رضا میرا رضا
ہے ہمارا مقتدا
میرا رضا میرا رضا
علم و فن کا بادشاہ
میرا
سہنے رضا اچھے رضا سچے رضا
رضا رضا رضا اے میرے رضا 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 اے میرے رضا
دستار آ رہی ہے زمین پر جو سر اٹھے اتنا بلند آج پھریرا رضا کا ہے چھوتا ہے آسمان کو مینار عزم کا چھوتا ہے آسمان کو مینار عزم کا یعنی اٹل پہاڑ ارادہ رضا کا ہے
رضا 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 اے میرے رضا 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 اے میرے رضا
دریا فصاحتوں کے رواں شاعری میں ہے، یہ سہل ممتن ہے کہ لہجہ رضا کا ہے، جو اس نے لکھ دیا ہے سند ہے وہ دین میں، جو اس نے لکھ دیا ہے سند ہے وہ دین میں، اہل قلم کی آبر نکتہ رضا کا ہے، احمد رضا احمد رضا احمد رضا احمد رضا. اگلوں نے بھی لکھا ہے بہت دین پر، مگر جو کچھ ہے اس صدی میں وہ تنہا رضا کا ہے، اس دور پر فتن میں نظر خوش عقیدگی، اس دور پر فتن میں نظر خوش عقیدگی، سرکار کا کرم ہے وسیلہ رضا کا ہے،
رضا 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 اے میرے رضا، رضا رضا اے میرے رضا،
احمد رضا احمد رضا احمد رضا احمد رضا. رہنمائے کاملا
میرا رضا میرا رضا،
پیشوائے عاشقاں
میرا رضا میرا رضا،
ہے ہمارا مقتدی
میرا رضا میرا رضا،
علم و فن کا بادشاہ
میرا رضا میرا رضا،
ہے مدینے کی ضیا
میرا رضا میرا رضا،
غوث پاک کی عطا
میرا رضا میرا رضا، میرا رضا میرا رضا،
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. If it was up to me, viewers of Mujahid, I would have said to them, put that on again and we'll just carry on listening. But it was such a beautiful kalam. And again, we're talking there about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Mere Raza, Mere Raza, and some of his attributes and his qualities. And again, you can see the fact that, you know, these are being mentioned here on Madani Channel. These are being mentioned here as part of the environment of Dawud Islami, which is ultimately through the founder of Dawud Islami, Amir al-Sunnat, Maulana Ilyas Attar Qadri. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep his shadow upon us. And we can see from that the importance that we see of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. With regards to the teachings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, and I want to read out to you a passage here that I've got in front of me, of what Amir al-Sunnat has said with regards to the doctrine, the teachings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. And he's advising us here, I want you to listen to this, he's advising us here to attach ourselves to the doctrine, the teachings, the maslak of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. He says here that all Islamic brothers and sisters must hold fast to the maslak, i.e. doctrine of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. The maslak of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is the same as was that of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala's companions and the saints of Islam, either believing in the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal and worshipping only Him, and believing in the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam as the truthful and the last Nabi sent by Allah Azza wa Jal. Furthermore, it also includes having complete regard for the devotion and greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, not denying even a single obligation of Islam, avoiding fault-finding and insult of Allah Azza wa Jal, His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam, and blessed Rasul companions. Allahu Akbar. And that is the advice that the founder of Dawat Islami, Amir al-Sunnat Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Razvi, may Allah Azza wa Jal keep his shadow upon us, when he talks about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, this is what he's telling us to do. He's telling us to attach ourselves to them. And the devotion of Amir al-Sunnat to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala can be also be judged by the fact that he urges people in his Madani Muzakaras and the Islamic scholars and muftis, students of Jamiatul Madina, and common people who come to meet him to hold fast to the maslak of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat and not to have any contradiction. And if they do not understand any point of Ala Hazrat, he says that if you don't understand any point of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala, once he said, May our intellect be sacrificed for the sayings of Allah Hazrat. We accept everything of Allah Hazrat. Once he said to the students of Mufti course, the Qusus bil Fiqh, that it is extremely necessary to keep the devotion of Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Ta'ala intact in the depth of your heart. Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Ta'ala is the saint of Allah Azza wa Jal, a true devotee and of the Rasul and our pious predecessor. So he encourages everybody to attach themselves to the teachings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah and attach themselves to that. And he feels that this is the gateway to our success. This is the gateway to our success, that we attach ourselves to the teachings. And basically he also says that sometimes our intellect, sometimes you hear things. You know, when you hear any Islamic ruling, sometimes our intellect cannot understand it. But when you love something, when you love someone, then your intellect stops and you just follow. And he's saying to us that love Sayyidina Ala Hazrat in such a way that whatever he says, you follow. Because without doubt, he is giving us the teachings of our pious predecessors. He is giving us the teachings of the companions of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When he is giving the true teachings that we need to take forward with us, the things that we need to adopt in our life today to make a better tomorrow. And he says that even if you have even a little difference of opinion with my master, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala, so keep it in mind that your bad days have started. Therefore, immediately be cautious and get rid of the idea of contradiction, like something wrong is removed. If your mind does not accept any of the rulings of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala as mentioned in Fatawa Razviya, do not use your wisdom for it, but rather consider the act of not understanding the ruling to be your own defeat. I remember that Nigrani Shura, the head of the executive cabinet of Dastam, he once said that, you know, when you eat food and sometimes, you know, it upsets people's stomach and sometimes it doesn't. So we can all be sat here, there'll be 10, 12 people here. We'll all eat the same food and everybody's stomach will be okay except for one person. He'll have an upset stomach because of that food. Now, is it the food's fault or is it stomach's fault? It's his stomach's fault. His stomach's got a weakness inside it. And because his stomach's got a weakness inside it, it can't accept that food. In the same way, he goes on to say that when it comes to the rulings of Sayyidi Ala Hadrat Rahmatullah, that when it comes again, coming back to our peer, our Murshid, Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawud, when it comes to these things, then if your intellect cannot understand it, then is that your intellect that the problem? Is your stomach that's the problem? Not the rulings that have been brought forward. So Amir al-Sunnah, when he says, when it comes to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah, then we should close our eyes and just follow him. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal will gain success on the day of judgment. And he also prefers, as I mentioned earlier on, he prefers Kanzul Iman, and he mentions Kanzul Iman so much. And when he himself, Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawud Islami, when he is in his speeches or in his Madani Muzakaras and he is giving the reference of Kanzul Iman, he won't just say, like, I will say, okay, this is the verse from Kanzul Iman translated as such. He'll say no. He'll give him so much respect in a way that he will say, for example, he will say that in his famous translation of the Quran, Kanzul Iman, my master, Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Wali Innamat, Azim al Barakat, Azim al Martabat, Parwana Isham Risalat, Mujaddid Deen Millat, Hami Sunnat, Mahi Biddat, Alam Shariat, Pir Tariqat, Imam Ishq Muhabbat, Baba Se Khair Barkat, Alama Molana Al Haj, Al Hafiz, Al Qari, Al Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ramatullah Ta'ala, has translated this blessed verse like this. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Just that in itself, and if you watch the Madani Muzakaras, if you watch the speeches of Amir al-Sunnah, you'll see this, that he gives that love so much. And when the Kanzul Iman, this particular translation, when it had been translated and the 100-year celebration had come up, that 100 years ago had been celebrated, then he encouraged all of his followers, Amir al-Sunnah encouraged all of his followers to distribute this translation as far and wide as possible. And basically he told that the Maktabat al-Madina to give them at less than cost price and distribute these as much as possible so that every household has a copy of Kanzul Iman in the houses. That how much significance he gives to that particular translation of the Quran. And he says that this, out of all of the translations in the Urdu language, this is the best translation in the Urdu language. And he states further that in the Madani Namaz Card, and what is the Madani Namaz Card, views on my channel? Basically, it's 72 questions for the brothers. And one of the questions there is, he encourages his followers to read at least 3 verses with translation from Kanzul Iman on a daily basis. views on the channel. We're going to take a small break now. Let's see what we're going to learn in these few moments. But inshallah, when we come back, we'll continue talking about this topic of the connection, the love, the devotion, the respect of Amirul Sunnah that he has for Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala. Let's go to a small break. Sallu alil Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
On 25th Safar al-Muzaffar, 1340 Hijri, a Syrian scholar in Bayt al-Muqaddas dreamed that he was present in the sacred court of the beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Holy Rasul's companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and awliya were also present, and there was silence. It seemed as if they were waiting for someone. The Syrian scholar humbly asked the beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, O Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Who is being awaited? The Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, we are waiting for Ahmad Raza. The scholar asked, who is Ahmad Raza? The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, he is a native of Bareilly in India. When the saint awoke, he immediately travelled from Syria to Bareilly to meet Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, but to his dismay, he learnt that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had passed away on the same day, that is 25th Safar al-Muzaffar, 1340 Hijri. When he had heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in the dream saying, we are waiting for Ahmad Raza. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شاء الله viewers of my channel. Another small clip with regards to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala, his life, his teachings. There is so much that we can talk about that people nowadays are even doing PhDs and degree courses on the life and his teachings. And again, if only we can learn more about our pious predecessors. And I've said this before, viewers of Inshallah, I think that's where we are failing generally. Especially the youngsters. We don't have that connection with our rich heritage. We don't have that connection with our pious predecessors. But the connection is there. That connection needs to be established. The teachings are there. It is not as if the events that took place before have no relation to today. Them events of the past, be it of over 100 years ago where Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala was here with us, be it the events of the pious predecessors, be it the events of the companions of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or be it even the events of the life of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These events were maintained, they were kept for generations. They may appear to us to be just stories, but these stories were kept for a reason, so that we can learn from these stories, learn from these events. Learn of how these people lived their lives and try to aspire to be like them. Try to follow in their footsteps. Make these people our role models. And again, viewers of my channel, that is where we are failing. That Islam has so many role models. But unfortunately, youngsters of today, if you ask them who are their role models, who do they look up to? They may look at your beard and think, oh yeah, he's got an imamish, he's got a beard, so I need to say the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when they're amongst them friends, then they might say, oh, it's this footballer, or it's that cricketer, or it's that film star, or I want to be like him, I want to have muscles like him, I want to be able to play football like him, I want to be able to hold a bat like him, I want to be able to bowl like him. And these become the role model of our youth, where unfortunately, our rich heritage, it is there. It is not as if we haven't got it. The rich heritage is there, and we need to get that connection with that rich heritage. And with that in mind, Amirul Sunnah, the founder of Dar al-Salam, he wanted to have that connection with Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. And so although there was, you know, many, many peers at that time, many, many people of different spiritual orders, he wanted to get that spiritual order, that chain, that tariqah, that had that connection with Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. And that is why he chose the spiritual guide as Alama Mawlana Ziyaddin Madani Qadri Razvi Rahmatullah, that he had that connection with Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. And with that in mind, viewers of the channel, I want to, again, just take a little pause here that I'd advise everybody that's watching this program now that connect yourself to Dawat Islami so that you can build that love inside your hearts for our pious predecessors, that you can build your love inside your hearts for the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you can build that love, ultimately that love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam inside your hearts. So get that connection. But at the same time, I advise you all, spiritually connect yourself. Spiritually connect yourself to the founder of Dawat Islami, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep his shadow upon us. Every Saturday night when the Madri Muzakras are taking place, I think UK time, approximately from memory, about 10 o'clock UK time. For them few months, there's a live bath where people can join the spiritual order and get that spiritual connection and take the benefits of that. How much does it cost? Nothing. Do you have to fill in a form? No. Do you have to fill in an application form? Is there an approval or rejection system? No. None so whatsoever. So get that connection and take the benefit there. And as you can see that, I mean, listen, he wanted that connection. There wasn't, as if there wasn't many, many people around at that time, as there are now, many, many sheikhs around, but he wanted that connection. And so I would advise you to connect yourself to Dawat Islami and spiritually connect yourself to the founder of Dawat Islami by taking bed with him as well. And you can see that the love that he had, you know, Amir al-Sunnah, the love that he had for Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, that once he decided to go to the city of the resting place of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, and he went there, and he said that when he went there, as soon as he got to the boundary of the city, he took off his shoes, and he remained barefoot as a mark of respect until he stayed there. And he visited the shrine of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah with extreme respect and reverence. And having seen the strange style of his visit, the people present when they saw him, they started crying. And during the visit, someone informed him of a pious saint who had seen Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. And on knowing this, he and both his sons kissed the eyes of that saint with great love and devotion. Now, when he found out that there was a certain individual that had actually seen Sayyidi Ala Hazrat with his own eyes, immediately the founder of Dawat Islami went and found that person and kissed the eyes of that person and said, how fortunate are these eyes that they saw the great spiritual guide, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah. So viewers of Money Channel, this is the connection that Amir al-Sunnat has with Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. You know, whenever you listen to the Naz, Hadaike, Bakshish, the famous Naz book that he wrote, the Salatu Salam that he wrote, the spiritual books that he wrote, the books of knowledge that he wrote, the Fatawa that he wrote, the Quran and Pak that he wrote, so many books he wrote that I cannot even list them out to you. So much is there, so much knowledge is there. And the mission of Dawat Islami is to spread the teachings of Maslik-e Ala Hazrat to the whole world, which are the true teachings of Islam, which follow the teachings that were passed down through generation and generation, right back to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so we see that Amir al-Sunnah, he loved Ala Hazrat since his childhood. You know, we can see from what I mentioned, so that from a childhood he mentioned. And when Amir al-Sunnah started writing his book, the very first book he wrote was about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. And Amir al-Sunnat, he loves something that I've not mentioned before. He loves the actual 25th of Safar. And he has a connection with the number 25. Why? Because it was on the 25th, the 25th sort of the Urs of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. He remembers this day and he celebrates this day, that this is the day that the great reviver of Sunnah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, he passed away on this day, and we remember him as well. Amir al-Sunnat not only loves the translation of Ala Hazrat Kanzul Iman himself, but he also promotes it to everybody. And these books are now the translation of Kanzul Iman throughout the whole world. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, may Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us, myself, all of us, to follow in the teachings of Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, to follow, which will ultimately be following in the teachings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, and ultimately lead us to the footsteps, the feet, the beloved feet of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The special favor of Allah, Ali Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Ali Allah, Ali Allah.